Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast for Wednesday evening, February 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Candidate Gleason presents Property Rights-Focused Plan for Kendall County. Candidate Gleason, running for Kendall County Judge, unveils a property rights-focused plan emphasizing collaboration and transparency. The Three Horizon Framework aims to guide growth while respecting property rights and ensuring responsible decision-making. Gleason's approach includes operational fixes, capital alignment, and scenario planning over the next 25 years. The goal is to protect property rights, prioritize resources, and safeguard the county's quality of life.
Marks Harrison named proud partner of the Richwind Flying Squirrels at CarMax Park. Marks and Harrison has been named a proud partner of the Richwind Flying Squirrels at CarMax Park for the upcoming baseball season. The law firm's partnership with the team aligns with its commitment to the community and support for accident and injury victims. CarMax Park will not only host Flying Squirrels games but also year-round events, creating a new family-friendly destination. Opening night is set for April 7, 2026. CIO Dr. Alice Su on Hong Kong real estate and U.S. institutional portfolios. During the Titan Investors Los Angeles Institutional Roundtable, Dr. Alice Su, Chief Investment Officer of a global family office, highlighted Hong Kong real estate as a strategic addition to U.S. institutional portfolios. The roundtable focused on portfolio resilience, market volatility, and cross-border investment opportunities, emphasizing the importance of governance and execution in global investing. Hong Kong's expansion of the electronic property payment system was also discussed, showcasing opportunities for U.S. investors. I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.